life after death in the book of Revelation, chapter 16. And we are in the period, of tribulation. We will read the whole chapter, book of Revelation, chapter 16. And I hear a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noiseless and grievous sore upon the man which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they become of blood. And I hear the angel of the waters say, thou art righteous, O Lord, which are and was and shall be, because thou hast judged this thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I hear another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and right are the judgments. True and right are the judgments. And fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with a great heat, and he blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast and his kingdom, and was full of darkness. And they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits, like frogs, come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirit of devil, working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief, and blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garment, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seven angels poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, from the throne, saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nation fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and blasphemed God, because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness. We come before the name of Jesus. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement. Anoint your word, that your word give us clarity and give us deep understanding. Let be a fear of yours in each and every one us life to fear you, O God, so that we will know how to behave in your presence. Take this word beyond the walls and make it reach to our brothers and sisters in other places of the world, and to reach new people who need this word of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the struggles when I'm preparing this series, I remember 6 months ago, and I know that I need to go through the book of Revelation, and these chapters does not speak only about the wrath of God and the judgment of God. And I say, Lord, how I will deliver to the people? But I believe that is what God has doing now, as all of you are aware. It is doing all over the world. Terrible things. The book of Revelation is very dear and clear message to us as a church. Here, moving toward the end of the period of tribulation, and God is pouring His wrath, what he promised wrath, he is doing it. Here the seven angels that we have read in chapter 15. They are moving out one by one, every one of them with the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth, to part on the earth. The first one, in verse 2, he went and part on the earth and fell noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worship the image, his image. Those who are having the mark of the beast 666, those who worship him, those who are under his control and loyal to him, they were stricken by the first angel. Verse 3, the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea and become a blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of water, and they become a blood. Here God is stricken the sea and the rivers, and also the source of water, make it the blood. And in verse 5, and I hear the angel of the water say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and was, and shall be, because Thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and the prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. But he say here that because they persecuted the prophets, they had persecuted the saints, and the message that was sent to them by these, they when they killed them, it means they drink their blood. God now turned the water into the blood. That is the righteous judgment of God, God to those who did this. You see here, the book of Revelation is very clear that God is doing the judgment. He is righteous. He is doing the thing that the people deserve. He is giving the right picture for us today, how we will be judged if we disobey him, and how we will be rewarded if you obey him. Either you will be follower of Christ, you will be saint and a prophet, or follower of the beast, and you will be judged and punished by God. Verse 8, and the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire, and men were scorched with a great heat, and he blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. Now here, the sun was attacked and giving a great heat that caused many to be burned, and they were screaming of pain, but they did not repent of their sin. They did not come back to God. In verse 10, and the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seed of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness. Now his attack is the beast and those his followers. There were darkness in their sight, and they gnawed their tongue for pain, and they blasphemed God. They did not repent, but they blasphemed God because they are inside them demons, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured his vial upon the great river Euphrates. Euphrates is a river that is mentioned in the book of Genesis, where one of the rivers that is passing through the Garden East of Eden, and where the first sin was being committed. God here poured out his wrath on that place, and the water thereof was dried up, and the way of kings of the east might be prepared. The water is dried, and that drying of the water make a way that the king of the east, they will move toward the holy city Jerusalem, to be used by God to punish that city. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragons, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils. Now it's clear the picture that these beasts are full of demons and unclean spirits that controlling the issues at that time of tribulation. They are spirit of devil working miracles. They will do miracles, false Christ, false authorities. Still they will do that to continue to deceive the people, which go forth into the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle, that great day of God Almighty. Now those three spirits will be moving to gather kings, to make them fight in a battle against the Lord God Almighty. In verse 15, after the six angels come out, and after the three evil spirits move to gather the kings to fight against God Almighty, in verse 16, in verse 15, behold, I come as a thief. That is the voice of Jesus. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Now when the enemy is starting to prepare for the battle, Jesus also spoke to warn his followers and those who are still there's hope for them to repent. He's telling them, I'm coming as a thief. And he said, blessed is he who watches. The one who keep his garment, the robe of righteousness, the responsibility and his assignment. He say, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. He's telling them, you keep what you know right, I am coming to take you. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. That's where the battle will be taking place. Here Armageddon, R is mountain, and the word Megiddo is a crowd or people. That's where the battle would take place. And the seventh angel poured his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. It is done, the punishment and the judgment of God on those wicked. And there were voices and thunders and lightning, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. That's where here the judgment of God with this proclamation, with this declaration, it was great earthquake. This earthquake will have a great destruction. And the great city was divided into three parts that were the seat of the beast, the effect of this earthquake. And the cities of the nations fell. And there Babylon came to remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. In verse 20, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. Because of that great earthquake, there will be changes on the earth. Here we find that there will be no mountains had disappeared because of the earthquake, and also the island also no more, it disappeared. In verse 21, and therefore upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blaspheme God because of the plague of hail, for the plague thereof was exceedingly great. At that stage, we see that this earthquake that had divided the great city, it has caused the island to disappear, and also the mountain no more disappears. So it will be changes on the earth. And you know that in the book of Revelation, in chapter 21, we know there is the promise of God. In chapter 20, there is a new heaven and a new earth. There will be a changes in the earth, preparing for the new earth, like the old earth will be vanished, step by step, through the earthquake, the effect of it, of that earthquake. And also we know the new heaven, the stone that is, the hailstone that fell from heaven, it will also prepare for the new heaven to come. The battle of Armageddon, and that preparation of the new heaven and new earth, it may extend, as this book is having a prophetic span effect, it may, the effect of it will be extend till chapter 20, where the battle of Armageddon will take place, and that we will see later on, as we move chapter by chapter and studying, preparing ourselves for his second coming, preparing ourselves also to escape the tribulation by being part of the rapture, so that we will not receive what God had prepared to judge the wicked. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Thank you for your word that give us warning and teach us more of your ways and your commands. Thank you for enlightening our mind that your judgment is true. And with all the details that you show us, God, I pray that you take heed each and every one of us with your word, those who are here and those in other places, they will take heed that your judgment is real and your coming is sure, and it is earlier than before. I pray that each and every one of us will be not tempted to go lax, because you promise and say, behold, I come as a thief, blessed that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see shame. We pray that we will take warning, O God. O Lord, help us and guide us, O Lord, to walk faithfully in your ways, and to fear you. Thank you, Jesus. Save people, O God. Change lives, raise up workers to save you, and prepare the way for you, to bring souls, new souls and people into your kingdom. In Jesus' name, Amen.
My God.
Because thou hast judged us. And I hear another out of the altar sing, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. Yes, O God. Thank you, God. You are great and you are righteous and true. O God, I pray, whatever your purpose of sending this word, and whatever circumstances that we are passing through, the whole earth passing through of your judgment, let your will prevail, O God. O God, your church has sinned. They have abused your grace. And Lord, if that is needed to wake them up, O God, that will be done. Our prayer to spare the righteous, our prayer to soften their heart, they will repent and turn back to their sins and worship you and save you. We pray for soul to be harvested. We pray for your people to come back to you. God, bless us, enlarge our territory, God, let your hand be with us. And give us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.